Day 140, being loved. Deep down inside of us all, there is a hunger to be known. We work so hard to satisfy this hunger by doing things that make us look good to the outside world and make us feel good on the inside. Oh, how temporary this is. This kind of satisfaction is such a jealous mistress in our lives. It is never satisfied. As quoted from the book, Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 72. Most of the challenges I have had in my marriage and with other important relationships happen when I feel I'm not being understood. At the root of that feeling is the deep and unmistakable desire to be known. It is when we are known that we can really be appreciated and valued for the amazingly unique creations that we really are. I believe this is the purpose for our time here on earth. We are to come to a place where we know that we are known by this God that made us. Unfortunately, this world is really good at making us think that if anyone really knew who we were, we would be an outcast even more profoundly than we feel we are right now. This is just as true, and even more so, as we think about ever being known by this God that made us. Have you ever taken a close look at Da Vinci's masterpiece, The Last Supper? There are so many details in that painting that lead me to believe there was true inspiration behind this amazing work of art. One of the amazing elements of the painting is the position and posture of each of the 12 disciples. There Jesus sits in the middle of this motley crew, and as you study what each one is doing, you get a glimpse into their personality and understanding as to what was going on. To Jesus' right is a very feminine-looking person. This is the Apostle John. I've often wondered why Da Vinci would make John look so demure. In fact, recent rumors regarding this depiction of John and Jesus in this masterpiece have been floated, indicating that Jesus must have been gay and that John was his lover. Isn't it interesting how rumors can be used to try to get us way off track, particularly when those rumors have no substantiation at all? No, I think Da Vinci saw something different about John and his relationship with Jesus that highlights a Victor characteristic we need to be made aware of. I think Da Vinci was focused on a statement John used about himself when he referred to Jesus. Check out one such statement hidden in today's Bible reading. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him, John 13:23, New International Version. Look at how John describes himself, the disciple whom Jesus loved. Now there's a bold statement if I've ever seen one. I have always thought that the statement was kind of pompous. Did John really think that Jesus didn't love any of the other disciples? Then it was explained to me this way. It wasn't that John thought that Jesus loved only him. No, it is that John realized that he, like all the rest of us, are loved by Jesus. Where Peter was always trying to prove that he loved Jesus, John was secure in the fact that Jesus loved him. The difference between the way John viewed love and the way Peter viewed that same concept is so important for the Victor to grasp. You see, John knew that he was known. Warts and all, he was loved by Jesus. Peter saw his shortcomings and felt the overpowering need to fight his shortcomings in order to prove his love for God. John's approach to love is how a victor can live in a world filled with victimizing circumstances, while Peter's way will ultimately lead to victim thinking in that same world. When will we ever get it into our heads that we are known, loved, and wanted by this God that made us? God isn't waiting for us to get our act together so that he can love us. He loves us just the way we are. That is such a power-filled and freedom-laced statement. John realized that he was loved, and this made him a powerhouse for God in the kingdom-building process. It is when we realize that we are known, loved, and wanted that we can sit at the right hand of Jesus with a look of peace and ease in the midst of the tempest that surrounds us all. I don't know what Da Vinci was thinking when he painted John in that way that he did, but I do know this. I want that peace that I believe John represents in this painting. I want the peace of knowing that I am known. If I am known, there I am in a safe place where my identity can be all it needs to be to have impact in this world. That's what the victor needs. The victor needs to know that they are known. Amazing thing is that you are. Jesus made it possible to live a John kind of life that says, I am the one Jesus loves. That's what gives us the ability to live this life as a victor, even when our lives aren't as perfect as we know they need to be in order to commune with this God that made us. Look, I have tried to live a Peter kind of life. This life is filled with plenty of good intentions and a lot of powerful moves forward in who I am. Problem is that I simply can't maintain a Peter kind of existence in this world that works so well at knocking me down. It is when I have to face defeat after defeat in my efforts to live up to some standard that I think is needed to approach this God that my identity becomes something I just can't understand. That's when I start searching in ways to find out who I am that simply cause more damage in the long run. Victim thinking is the result when I live a Peter kind of life. Victor living is the result when John is the model of love that I choose to apply in my life. Which do you want to have in your life today? Are you going to be a Peter or a John? Your soul longs to be known. It also has it wrong in thinking that you have to do something in order to be fully known and appreciated by this God that made you. Peter was such a good example of what the soul looks like and does in this world. Isn't it time that you do things differently? Rather than let your soul be in charge when it comes to being known, maybe it is time to let your spirit be in control. John is a great example of the spirit being in control. The spirit knows that it is loved, valued, and wanted. Let that fact be what drives you to do all God has planned for you today. As you step into the confidence of being known, valued, and loved, I know that you have a better chance to live this day as the victor God has made you to be. You are the one God loves. Let that be all the proof you need to keep victim thinking at bay in your life today.